Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to be giving a SmackDown review and talking about the three upcoming network specials, along with my take on the Brie Bella Liv Morgan situation. First of all, SmackDown started with R-Truth and Carmella taking over Miz TV, renaming it Truth TV, and having Daniel Bryan as their special guest, which of course led to the Miz coming out. And I just have to say, I think this is one of the best segments maybe in SmackDown history. It was that good. It was that entertaining. That led Daniel Bryan coming out. Well, Daniel Bryan came out as the guest. That led to Miz coming out. Truth sent Miz to the back. Miz confronted Paige and demanded that she do something about R-Truth taking over her show or his show, and Paige said, "Why don't you do something about it? You wrestle Truth for control of your show." That, of course, led to Miz versus R-Truth for control of Miz TV / Truth TV. The match, which, of course, Miz won and got his show back. It's probably one of R-Truth's best matches in at least 5 years. The next match was Sheamus versus Big E. For a big man match, which I happen to be a fan of big man brawler type matches, this was a really good match. Of course, you had Cesaro out there in Sheamus' corner and Kofi and Xavier Woods in Big E's corner, which shout out to Kofi Kingston for becoming the longest reigning combined tag team champion. Sheamus ended up defeating Big E with a brogue kick. The next segment, you had Rusev come out and demand answers from Aiden English as to why Aiden English attacked him last week. Aiden blames Lana for coming between them and then insinuates that he and Lana had a one-night stand or something happened between the two of them in Milwaukee, which I've already done my research, and the last time SmackDown was in Milwaukee, Lana, Rusev, and Aiden English did not appear. So I'm not sure where that's going. Then you had a tag team match, Asuka and Naomi versus Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose. Asuka and Naomi won when Asuka pinned Sonya after a double kick to the head by both Asuka and Naomi. I think that is a big win for the team of Asuka and Naomi. And I have to believe that with all these women's tag team matches, they have to be leading up to women's tag team championships. Possibly at Evolution. Possibly shortly after. The next match was Ty Dillinger versus Shinsuke Nakamura. The match really didn't get underway. I think they got about 30 seconds into the match when Randy Orton attacked Ty Dillinger out of nowhere, causing Ty Dillinger to win by disqualification. And then Shinsuke Nakamura, after Randy Orton left, hit the Kinshasa on Ty Dillinger. And in a backstage segment, Randy Orton said that that Ty Dillinger is not his next target. The only reason that Ty Dillinger got attacked is because the Perfect 10 crap is really starting to piss him off. More power to Randy. I still find it enjoyable, but that's just my opinion. The next match, which turned out to be the main event match, was Lana versus Becky Lynch. It was okay. It wasn't the best match of the night. It wasn't the best match I've seen Becky Lynch had. It was probably one of the better matches I've seen Lana have. Becky, of course, won with the disarmer. And then in the contract signing segment, Samoa Joe was not at the arena. He turned up at the house of AJ Styles, knocked on the door, or rang the doorbell, I don't remember which. And that's when the camera went to black. So that was what happened on SmackDown. No real build toward, minor build toward Super Showdown. No real build toward Evolution still, which they're getting down to the wire with that. They need to, they really need to start building toward Evolution, unless they're just going to throw a card together at the last minute, aside from the couple of matches that have already been announced. And as far as Crown Jewel, I think the fact that they changed the Then Now Forever intro at the beginning and have added Hulk Hogan back is a sure sign that Hulk Hogan is probably going to appear at Crown Jewel. I've heard that rumor. One of the Saudi princes actually tweeted out a picture of Hulk Hogan. And honestly, I think it's probably best that he not return in the United States on a live show. I think it's best that he tune in or return somewhere where I would say the majority of people are probably going to watch it on delay, because I think it airs at noon on a Saturday, and I don't know a whole lot of people that are going to watch wrestling at noon on a Saturday when it's college football season. But that's just my opinion. Now, for the last thing I want to touch on, and this is probably going to be brief, and I'm probably going to end my show early after talking about this. The Brie Bella, Liv Morgan situation. Now, I've seen a lot of people who said that Brie kicks her several times after she falls forward. That's not the case. Liv fell forward. Brie kicked her one time to lift her back up, and Liv Morgan slumped over again. That's when Brie Bella went for the pin, realized something was wrong, and tried to get her out of the ring. Granted, she grabbed her by the head and neck, which was not a good move. But honestly, it's WWE. It's professional wrestling. Accidents happen. I don't see... Now, I'm not saying that Brie hasn't been sloppy since she came back, because she has been. The problem with that is, and she said, the reason she missed the suicide dive is she's 10 pounds heavier than she was when she left, and gravity still works. Now, the kick, there's really not a valid excuse for that one. But like I said, accidents happen. I think we can chalk it up to ring rust and let it die. And really, I think people need to cut Brie Bella a little more slack than she's getting. So that's just my two cents, which honestly I'm sure don't amount to a whole lot to anybody in the world. But they matter to me. So anyway, tomorrow night, 7:00 Eastern, I will be joined by Miss Callie, and we will be interviewing Nate Pelley, CEO of the Northern Wrestling Federation. And we will be asking him some hard-hitting questions. I know I have a few questions of my own that I want to ask him about his allegiance to NWF champion Ryan Stone. And then Thursday, I will be interviewing Whitney Kala all the way from Australia about underground wrestling. Underworld wrestling. I believe it's actually underworld wrestling. So don't miss those two shows. And then Friday, I'll be having an independent wrestling preview show. So be sure to catch those shows and all my shows, which you can catch on Blog Talk Radio. That's my show. Have a great night, everybody.